Bethlehem Steel was officially founded in 1904. Steel from the plant can be found in buildings all over Manhattan and other major cities. It was also instrumental in wartime. Donald Young worked at the plant for more than 30 years.
In World War II, Bethlehem Steel did 1,127 major steel ships. Bethlehem Steel had shipyards on the Atlantic, Gulf, and Pacific coasts. We did a lot of military work.
At one point, the plant was the largest employer in Bethlehem, but over the years, it began gradually shutting down operations and shedding workers. John Mikovits worked at the plant in the late 80s and early 90s.
When, you know, we heard the blast furnaces shutting down, that's it. We knew it was over. Up until then, I think everybody in this plant had some type of fingers crossed that something's going to happen, that they're going to keep it open. When that happened, I was the second electrician, seniority-wise, and I knew, well, it's just a matter of time because you're not using the locomotives and everything else like that.
This November marks the 25th anniversary of the last steel made in Bethlehem. Kara Mossinger runs the Lehigh Valley's National Museum of Industrial History. She spent a year planning anniversary celebrations.
We also have some rare footage of the last cast that's never been seen before that we're excited to share with everybody that's here. And through the generous donations from multiple sponsors, we're going to be able to provide free lunches for the steel workers. And it's reminiscent of the brown bag lunches that they used to get.
The museum held a reunion for former workers over the weekend. And through the end of the year, it's hosting an exhibition on the history of Bethlehem Steel and its impact on the Lehigh Valley. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.